InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We've had a terror attack in London. That's what the police are saying. A motorist slammed into pedestrians and cyclists near Britain's Houses of Parliament. Arrested this morning on suspicions of terrorist offenses. The man is described as being black and wearing a puffer coat. I have no idea what that is. It must be something British. I say he was pulled from a smoking vehicle, surrounded by about a dozen armed officers who had their rifles trained on him. He is not cooperating with them. However, he is not known to counterintelligence or counterterrorism sources. He doesn't have a record, in other words, as far as they have said so far. He was going about 50 miles per hour as he appeared to intentionally swerve towards Parliament and smash into a security checkpoint barrier. There have been people who have been injured. No one is in a life-threatening condition. One woman has very serious injuries. They say a number of pedestrians as well as cyclists were struck. And, of course, this comes 17 months after Khalid Massoud drove into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge. Right across, very near, approaches Westminster there, jumping out, killing five, stabbing to death PC Keith Palmer there at the gates of Parliament. Again, this man is in his 20s, not known to the law enforcement officers, but he is not cooperating with them. And so more information will be coming as that develops. Now, as we look at what is on the news today, we're going to be talking about sanctions, because sanctions, folks, are war. They're not even a prelude to war. They are a push towards war. As Ron Paul has said, is President Trump in charge? Because he seems to be trying to move in one direction, but the deep state and the military-industrial complex and the Pentagon are pushing very hard in the other direction. And it's very concerning as we look at the multiplying sanctions and the way that they are leading us into war. So we're going to take a look at that. We're going to take a look at how Washington, D.C. and the federal bureaucracy are fiddling while America literally burns down across this country. I've talked about this ever since I've been here at InfoWars, because decades ago, my uncle, who was a forestry professor at the University of Missouri, talked about the changes in policy and how it was going to lead to this very thing. And, of course, we have seen this now, multiple fires. It gets worse every year. Last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before, a small fire that somebody lit intentionally, got out of hand and burned down vast areas outside of Gatlinburg in the Smoky Mountains, an area that is not arid and dry, typically. They'd had a dry spell. But it is really the lack of management, the mismanagement by the Bureau of Land Management, by the forestry system, that has caused this policy. Finally, we had President Trump tweet out about this. I was really surprised. Mainstream media was absolutely silent about this. Never talked about this. And now we got multiple people picking up the story after President Trump tweeted about this. It is a scandal. They have endangered America with these policies. But, of course, you won't hear the environmentalists talking about this, because it was the environmentalist who said, leave it alone. It is sacred. We must not remove deadwood out of the forest. So they leave this, and it becomes just as much fuel as if they'd poured gasoline on the ground. We're also going to be talking about hacking the election and, of course, follow-ups on what's going on with free speech. We now have some people belatedly, after a week of cheering and dancing in the street by the Democrat crowd, the rank and file of the Democrat Party, cheering about censorship because they didn't like us. And now we finally have some people who are thinking this through, speaking out. Noam Chomsky, as well as Glenn Greenwald, who's been speaking out about this and the idiocy of the Russiagate stuff for quite some time. Many of them are pointing out where this is going to lead for everybody. You know, to say that censorship is something that can only happen if it's done by the government is an unbelievably absurd position to take, especially for the Democrats, who pretend to hate multinational corporations. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I reported at the top of the hour, a terror attack at Westminster in London. A man intentionally drove on the wrong side of the road at 50 miles per hour, traveled quite some distance, 130 feet, before hitting a barricade, mowing down pedestrians as well as cyclists. Nobody has been killed. One individual has been seriously hurt. New Scotland Yard has said it appears to be a deliberate act, but the motive was what the motive was, we can't answer at the moment. We haven't formally identified the suspect, but we don't believe that he's known to MI5. He is not cooperating with the police, so information will be coming, and we'll let you know as that develops. But fortunately, at the moment, nobody has been killed, even though one individual has been seriously injured in that. I want to, before we get into information about hacking the election, because I want to take a closer look at what just happened at the hacking conference that happens. It's an annual event in Las Vegas. They have DEF CON. And then following that, they have the Black Hat Hacking Conference. DEF CON is something that is really hackers as well as people who are part of the establishment. The government and corporate establishment are there. As a matter of fact, people who display at DEF CON, it is a great way to get a job if you want to work for the government as a cybersecurity expert. And they, believe me, they need it, very desperately need it. They've had the Pentagon. All the personnel files of all these government employees have been stolen, put on the web. You've had the CIA hacked, their secret plans to mask themselves to look like they are Russians and North Koreans and Chinese and you name it, Iranians. How they did it, the manuals, even the code was stolen and put on the Internet. in part, I think, to shut down this nonsense about the Russiagate situation. All of the national security experts outside of those who work for Hillary Clinton and James Clapper say this is not possible to have happened. William Binney, a man who for decades was the global technical head of the NSA, has been telling us for a very long time. I've had a couple of interviews with him. Google has tried to flush them down the memory hole. You can still find them if you search for them. Other people have posted them. Right now, at the point that I am with the Gulag, they are identifying any content that I upload and searching me out personally. However, some of my content is still available when other people post it. This type of thing has happened years ago when I reported on the Federal Reserve. They were very anxious to take that down. They kept taking it down. It'd get up to 12,000, they would take it down. Somebody else would post it. We would relink it. They would take it down after it got to about 12,000. Anyway, we have seen this type of censorship from Google and the corporate overlords, and we also see the Democrats, who have no sense of hypocrisy whatsoever, out there now cheering corporate censorship by the largest multinational corporations the world has ever seen. But it's okay because it's not censorship because the First Amendment wasn't violated. Folks, the First Amendment didn't give us freedom of speech. Nobody gave us in Western civilization, the Western civilization that the Democrats and the left are so anxious to eradicate all memory of. Western civilization and its tradition of free speech wasn't because we had some benevolent dictator at some point in time. Not even because we had a revolution by politicians or armies. It was taken by informed juries, fully informed juries who refused to enforce laws that would shut down our freedom of speech, that would shut down our free exercise of religion and many other things. It was taken, not given. And it was a principle, not a privilege. You understand that? Free speech is not a privilege that is granted by government. The Bill of Rights doesn't grant us any privileges. It doesn't even define our rights. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions on powerful organizations like the federal government or like Apple or Gulag or Facebook. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that because they're taking them right now. You don't have privileges. You have God-given rights, and we have set up laws to protect us from powerful people taking those rights from us, and it's time we do that again. And if those rights do not live in our hearts and minds, we won't possess them much longer. We once had people who had backbones of steel, who would stand up to these powerful people, even if it meant that as a jurist, they got thrown into jail. And that helped to establish habeas corpus. They said, where's the law that says that you can throw somebody on a jury in jail because you don't like the verdict? And I said, we don't have that law. Okay, well, then let them out. That's habeas corpus. Why were they thrown in jail? Because they said, we're not going to lock people up for violating the laws that we don't agree with. Laws that prohibit the free exercise of religion. Laws that prohibit free speech and a free press. We're not going to lock people up for that. We're not going to lock people up for drinking alcohol. That's how prohibition ended. We're not going to lock people up for smoking pot or these other prohibitions that you put out there. And when you prohibit guns, we're not going to lock people up for that either. We'll turn them on you. You understand? So let's take a look at this double standard that we have here. Start with Governor Cuomo. This is kind of a mild test case here from Free Thought Project. Governor Andrew Cuomo admits to committing and continuing to commit a federal crime, and yet there's no charges against him. This is pointed out by Free Thought Project. Last week, during a political gathering at the Adirondacks, Governor Andrew Cuomo admitted to breaking a federal law, continuing to break the law, and noted how he treasured breaking the law. This is the party that he belongs in, the Democrats. That's exactly what Hillary does. Yeah. Not surprisingly, no investigation was launched, no fines were levied, and the governor of New York went about his life as usual. The crime Cuomo committed and admitted to committing and continues to commit deals with a federal law that prohibits anybody who is not a Native American. By that, they mean American Indians, as Russell Means would point out. I am a Native American. My family's been here for four centuries, so I consider myself to be a Native American, and Russell Means understood that. He said, let's use the term American Indian for that very reason. Anyway, prohibits non-Native Americans from possessing bald eagle parts, including feathers. The law is decades old and is part of the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act of 1940. And as he's talking about violating this law, he says, one of the highlights of my trip was on Saranac Lake, I guess is the way you pronounce it, when we were in a canoe, and we were taking a canoe trip, and out of nowhere, from one of the islands, an eagle came out and, like, swooped down right next to us with this beautiful, graceful glide. And when the eagle was just about at front of the canoe, one feather fell out, and we picked up the feather, and I have it on my fireplace to this day. And so then Free Thought Project points out, the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act, amended several times since its passage in 1940, prohibits anyone without a federal permit from disturbing, taking, or possessing eagle parts, eggs, or nests. Violating the act can result in a fine of up to $100,000, imprisonment for 1 year, or both for a first offense. according to the Fish and Wildlife Service's website. Now, do you think for a moment, if the Fish and Wildlife Service, he were to, let's say, drive around with it hanging from his mirror, assuming Vic Pomo was driving a car himself instead of having a chauffeur-driven limousine, maybe he'd have the chauffeur hang it from the mirror. Anyway, so he's driving around with a chauffeur-driven car, and the eagle feathers hanging from the mirror. Of course, Fish and Wildlife Service isn't going to get him. But if you did that from your pickup truck, it would be 1 year in prison and $100,000 for the first offense. Folks, this is a stupid law. A stupid law made by alphabet bureaucracies. But of course, you know, when alphabet, Google, makes stupid rules and doesn't obey them, no problem, okay? But it's also the double standard. People like the Bushes and the Bidens and the Kennedys, they're never charged for the crimes that you and I are charged for. Just like Comey said about Hillary, and he went after the sailor.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power
Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk about hacking the election, because there's a number of ways that that can be done. We have seen the efforts by the deep state, by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, by the mainstream media, the Democrat Party. We've seen their efforts to hack the election. And of course, one of the reasons that all that information was released by a whistleblower in the DNC, which is what William Binney and other people who aren't partisan Democrat hacks or employees, it was CrowdStrike, one of their employees, who was running their data that told the world and told the FBI that they'd been hacked by Russians. And, of course, the FBI didn't ask to look and do any forensic evidence. They just said, oh, okay. Oh, that's fine. Oh, thank you for letting us know. It was Hillary Clinton who said 17 intelligence agencies have all agreed about this. That's the first time that line was used was in a debate that Hillary Clinton had with Donald Trump. And then it was repeated by the liar, James Clapper, and it became something of a meme for the Democrats. It was eventually walked back by James Clapper because he didn't want a second perjury charge. And so he said, well, it wasn't all 17 agencies. I had one representative from a couple of different agencies. We had the FBI, the CIA, the NSA come in, one representative, and I told them what we found, and they agreed with me. Rubber stamping it. It wasn't an investigation. There was never an investigation. We took their word for it. When we did have an investigation by William Binney, who used to run the NSA for decades, and other tech individuals, they said, no, it couldn't have been hacked. We had a former British ambassador who worked for and with WikiLeaks. He said, I went to the U.S. I was handed the information by a whistleblower. But never mind. Let's just imagine that that is something that happened. And why did that happen? Well, it's because the Democrats had hacked the election with superdelegates. And there were people inside the DNC that were very upset about that. Then they tried to hack the election after the election by using this phony Russiagate story. And now we have some evidence that the Trump Tower meeting, which is one of the seminal events, there's two issues here that they're trying to use to push this Russian investigation and continue running this thing for years and years, the entire time that President Trump is in. And the two things, of course, are the filthy fiction that they created. They love to call it the dossier. Call it a dirty dossier, but it's nothing but fiction. Let's not call it a dossier. That's the way they like to sheep dip this slander crap, is to call it dossier. Sounds so sophisticated. But the dirty dossier, the filthy fiction that they shopped around. And then the other thing is the Trump Tower meeting. Well, it looks like the Trump Tower meeting was set up by Hillary operatives, just as they were the ones who wrote the filthy fiction that was then shopped around. By the CIA, by the NSA, by the FBI, by the DOJ, all under the auspices of President Obama. Newly released records, reports WND, indicate that the infamous Trump Tower meeting between a Russian lawyer and Trump campaign staff may have been a setup. Lee Smith of Real Clear Investigations reported the first line of evidence includes emails, texts, and memos that were recently turned over to Congress by the Department of Justice. The records, he says, show how closely senior justice officials and the FBI worked with employees of Fusion GPS, a research firm that was hired, the hired gun of Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC, to create the dirty dossier. In June 2016, the Trump Tower meeting between high-ranking Trump campaign staff, including Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer, is cited as key evidence that Trump colluded with Russia to defeat Hillary Clinton. But Smith contends that a growing body of evidence indicates the real collusion may have taken place among those who arranged the meeting rather than the Trump officials who actually attended it. Records show that then Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, the fourth highest ranking official at the DOJ, coordinated before, during, and after the election with Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson, and also, folks, that Glenn Simpson coordinated before and after with Natalia Veselnitskaya, who was at the meeting. That's the other takeaway. Simpson testified that he didn't have any knowledge of the meeting before that, except that Veselnitskaya has publicly stated that in the discussion at Trump Tower, she used talking points that were developed by Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, the same people who wrote the dirty dossier. He testified that he had dinner with her the night before and the night after, giving her talking points, debriefing her, trying to find something there. And here's the other smoking gun stuff, folks, that just came out. Beginning in March of 2016, FBI and Western intelligence sources, along with the Clinton campaign, approached the Trump team promising dirt on Clinton repeatedly, continually throwing out the trap, seeing if they would bite on it. The only time that anybody took him up on it was a Trump Tower meeting. The one instance in which the Trump campaign expressed a willingness to receive incriminating information on Hillary Clinton. And again, receiving incriminating information on Hillary Clinton, there's nothing wrong with that. What they were trying to do was associate them with Russians so that they could push this whole situation that we now have seen go on and on and on for years. And I think it's kind of interesting when we look at this, and we're going to talk about hacking the election in the next segment. But at the same time, the Democrats have made a sharp move towards socialism, not just with the election of Cortez, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but you can see this in a poll that has just recently come out from Gallup. Look at how things have changed in just 2 years. And the Democrats that they've polled back in 2016, did they have a positive view of capitalism or a positive view of socialism? Well, in 2016, Democrats had 56% of them had a positive view of capitalism, and 58% had a positive view of socialism. That has held strong with socialism. It's only dropped down to 57%, but it has cratered for capitalism from 56% to 47%. These are the same people, the rank and file, who are ecstatic and cheering on their corporate capitalist masters at Facebook and Gulag and Twitter and other places to say, please censor InfoWars. You got to do that. These are the same people. So they don't like capitalism, but they love capitalists, and they love capitalist censorship, and they want to be ruled not even by government. So that's the problem I have, is that I don't agree that the government should shut down news organizations, period, even if a majority of the people say they should. That's why we have what we call individual rights to protect us from a tyranny of the majority. But what about when it's a tyranny of the minority? What about when it's two or three corporations that rule the world that say, we're going to make these people go away? Oh, the Democrats are okay with that. By the way, Republicans like socialism better as well. They've gone from 13% to 16% approval. Still not like the Democrats, who almost 60% of them approve of socialism. But capitalism has become more popular with Republicans. It's gone up slightly from 68 to 71%. So it's hanging about 70% approval for capitalism. Democrats, 60% love socialism. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, my husband's following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, yerba mate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link. Whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, we had the Washington Post, and it was Margaret Sullivan, the Washington Post, so happy that InfoWars is taken away. So long, Alex Jones, we won't be missing you. She said, well, there goes the 9/11 hoax and the fact that he's selling natural supplements and so forth. These are the people, the mainstream media and these organizations that have covered for Monsanto. They have covered for big pharmaceutical companies, and they have the audacity to criticize us for selling natural, non-GMO supplements. This is absolutely amazing, the hypocrisy of these people. And then, again, calling into question our questioning of the government's official story about 9/11. Do you think that if we're going to have an event that is going to alter forever our country, to remove the rule of law, to remove constitutional protections for due process, for privacy, for all these other things that we've seen burned and collapse to the ground like those towers, do you think it is reasonable to question what they did? We're not saying that nobody died. What we're saying is the government lied. Do you understand the difference? That's what they have a problem with. That's the hoax of Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, CNN, the mainstream media, and the government. They came up with a narrative just like they did at Las Vegas, just like they did, quite frankly, at Sandy Hook. And then they come up with a hook of one aspect, one criticism of that narrative that somebody came up with that I don't agree with. I never did agree with it. I never did agree with the nobody died issue. And they ignore everything else and make that the one thing that they talk about. There were a lot of questions about things that didn't add up at Sandy Hook, just like at Las Vegas, just like at 9/11. It is legitimate when we have a terror attack to ask for a legitimate investigation. When the government gives us stories, multiple versions of the stories, as they test them with their masters of information, mainstream media, and social media, as they put out the various lies, and then, oh, let's change that timeline, let's change this, let's change that. Are they buying the fact? Is this working out? We're telling them that we've got three concrete and steel skyscrapers. As President Trump pointed out, the Twin Tower had already been bombed at its foundation and survived. These buildings were, according to code, supposed to withstand a direct hit by a plane, because we had the Empire State Building hit by a plane back in the day. So it was part of the building code that they were supposed to withstand that. Nevertheless, within a couple of hours of being on fire, these steel skyscrapers just collapsed in their own footprint. Interesting, isn't it? Isn't it interesting that three buildings fell when only two planes hit two buildings, and that the third plane that fell was in the background as the BBC was announcing that it had fallen already, and it didn't fall for another 20 minutes? Don't you find that we should ask questions about that hoax? There's something about that that doesn't add up. If you want to call it a hoax, fine. That doesn't mean that nobody died. People are still dying. As a matter of fact, I talked about that yesterday. Nearly 10,000 Americans have had cancer just due to the dust, in addition to the 3,000 or so that died on that day. But we shouldn't ask any questions about that. We should just shut up about the fact that they swept all of these things that are impossible under the carpet. Remember what Sherlock Holmes said, or should say Arthur Conan Doyle. He said, when you look at this, when you do an investigation by deductive reasoning, you eliminate the impossible. And then whatever is left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. So when we look at 9/11 and we call ourselves truthers and they mock us for calling ourselves truthers, what we are doing is eliminating the impossible. The things that we're being lied to about the federal government, but they mock us for that. And so you got the Washington Post that was doing this the other day. Now they're coming out again attacking the Government Accountability Institute because they're pointing out voter fraud. On the day of their book launch, they're concerned about this. They don't want you to see the voter fraud. There's a lot of things that they don't want you to see. That's why they've shut down InfoWars. And so on Breitbart, they point out this happened the end of last week. They said, what passes for journalism today? Well, we had the Washington Post reporter, Eli Rosenberg, contacted my organization, the Government Accountability Institute, at midnight for a comment on an incendiary piece that challenged our groundbreaking work on voter fraud. And for some strange reason, nobody was in our offices at midnight. And then he promptly published the story at 5:45 a.m., noting that we had declined to comment on Tuesday morning. That's from the Government Accountability Institute. What were they talking about? And as he points out, what are they afraid of? In his book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. What are they frightened of? What are they frightened of with InfoWars? You know, when we look at this and we look at the complicity of these individuals, think about the fact that we have had all the TSA stuff, as well as the surveillance state, as well as the suspension of any individual liberty, taken away because we had planes that were hijacked and flown into buildings. So that is the core threat. And yet, in the last couple of days, we've seen what? Two planes stolen. One of them, a commercial airline in Seattle. And then we have this story that happened. just yesterday. Hours after domestic violence arrest, a husband crashes a stolen plane into his own home where his wife was staying. He called ahead, told his biological children, go sleep with your mother, don't stay at that house. And then he tried to kill his ex-wife that he was in jail for trying to kill physically. He tried to fly the plane in. Fortunately, nothing happened at the house except killing him. And you can see there that plane. You notice that unlike the Pentagon, you can see engine components, you can see tail components and so forth. You know, when we look at government cover-up and how the media was complicit in it, I've talked about how CNN lied along with Fox News, along with the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all these other people to push us into the two Iraq wars, to say nothing of these other conflicts that we've been involved in. Pushing all these lies about weapons of mass destruction, which, by the way, is data that was being passed around internally inside the Pentagon, the White House, that was obtained by illegal torture by Gina Haspel, who is now the head of the CIA. She got that and helped to prop up this whole fake narrative. But it was also being pushed around by CNN. Let's go back and look at a video of a CNN reporter talking about the crash at the Pentagon, which didn't look very much like this crash of this plane that flew into this house. Here's CNN's own report.
Outside the Pentagon, CNN's military affairs correspondent Jamie McIntyre. And Jamie, you got very close to where that plane went down.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building where firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway. But from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around.
And you point out something like that, and that report didn't air again by CNN. That's why it's a low-quality video report. Some people captured that, and they passed it around. They want to flush that down the memory hole. They don't want you to realize that small pieces that you could pick up with your hand, that's what CNN's own reporter on site said. No engine parts. When have you ever had a plane crash into a building with a massive engine like a commercial plane, and it doesn't leave behind an engine part? When you have a plane crash in, doesn't leave the tail, doesn't leave a hole big enough for the plane to crash in. Isn't it interesting that it crashed into the place where they were doing an audit of several $1 trillion that were missing out of the Pentagon at the same time? Isn't it interesting they went around and captured all of the closed circuit video that had been taken? They didn't want people to see that. That, folks, is why they have shut us down. There's a lot of things that they don't want you to see. A lot of things, just like 9/11. They don't want you talking about 9/11. If you question the government lies, they try to make it sound like you say nobody died. They say, oh, they're saying 9/11 is a hoax. There's something about it you ought to think about.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Rules for Radical by Saul Alinsky, who dedicated this book to Lucifer. What you want to do is you want to find a target, isolate that target, destroy it, then repeat. We are in their crosshairs right now. We are the target. They have decided that they're going to target InfoWars, isolate us, and destroy us. And, of course, the Amazon Post, the Washington Post, is bragging about the way that they can do that. They can keep us from selling products. They can try to block our ads and so forth. They got Amazon doing the same thing. At the same time, the Washington Post is bragging about how that is the strategy. If you want to defeat that, one of the things that you can do is support us directly. You don't have to find us on Amazon. As a matter of fact, don't buy our products through Amazon. Please don't fund Jeff Bezos. You don't have to search for us on Google. You can find us at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there directly. Help us as we are being targeted by the establishment, by the government, by the tech giants that they have created, by their crony capitalists. That they're working with. And as part of that, we've now dropped our price on many things to help you as well. We have put free shipping for all domestic orders, store-wide, and big discounts. BrainForce Plus, 40% off. We have 40% off of Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, as well as Winter Sun, our vitamin D formula. Both of those, 40% off plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus is 50% off plus free shipping. So are all the Super Blue products, all the two flavors, the toothpaste, the mouthwash, so forth, all the dental products that have nano silver in them. We call them Super Blue because they have nano silver, very effective at fighting bacteria as well as virus. All of those products, 50% off plus free shipping. And just for our listeners,
in this audience, we have a 20% discount off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off the original and immune support Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. And folks, also support the radio and TV stations that you hear this program on and tell them, tell the sponsors that you are supporting them because they support us. Very important that you do that. Radio and television are very, very important. We have to transcend the blockade of the internet because it's under the control of just a couple of corporations. Maybe you noticed that last week or so. We certainly have noticed it. What are the things that they don't want us to see? And of course, I just mentioned in passing, I didn't go into detail about what was shown in the book, Fraud, How the Left Plans to Steal the Next Election. Washington Post is very upset about that, very concerned about that. And so are the groups that are organized by Soros. It was a Soros-funded group working in conjunction with the Washington Post that did that hit piece on them as the book was coming out. So they don't want you to know what they're doing to hack the elections. I'm going to talk about that in a great deal in the next hour. But let's talk about some other things that they don't want you to see. You know, YouTube is now putting at the bottom of any video that they identify that is talking about the fraud of climate change. If you put up a video and you question using science, using data and so forth, if you question their assumptions, their computer models, and you say, yeah, but the data doesn't show that, or here's why their model is wrong, then they will use Wikipedia. They'll put a quote from Wikipedia to refute your video down at the bottom of the thing. I don't know if that's going to work out for them or not. I don't think people are going to give that any credibility, but that's how desperate they are. Let's go back to 1973. I want you to see a video there. It's one of the things all of us who've worked in the computer field, we have a saying, garbage in, garbage out. If you got bad data, even if your model is correct, you're going to get garbage as far as an output goes. So I remember going back to 1973, you know, people get these computer printouts. It's going to be interesting for you to see this video, those of you who are watching this, because the computer printout... It's like dashes or whatever. They didn't even have the capability to do a printer plot back then. So it's using characters to try to set up a graph. But if your model, even if your model is right, if you feed bad stuff into it, it doesn't matter if you get a computer printout. I remember the day when, oh, look, I've got a computer printout here. Oh, bow down and worship the result of this. It's one of the things that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Doug Adams that did that? I can't remember the guy's name. I think it was Doug Adams. Douglas Adams, yeah. One of the things he made fun of was, you know, had Deep Thought, the giant computer, right? And they have it, this super mega computer is cranking out for centuries or millennia the meaning of life. And it finally gets to the end and it says the answer to the meaning of life is 42. I mean, it doesn't matter what the printout says. If you got garbage data or if you got a garbage model, it's going to give you the wrong information. So without further ado, let's go back to 1973 because computers say so. Here's a clip.
Don't do anything about it. This is what's going to happen. The quality of life is going to go right back to practically zero.
So he's got a computer.
Pollution is going to become so serious right out here that it will start to kill people. So the population will diminish. Right back here, less than it was in the year 1900. And at this stage, around about the year 2040, 2050, civilized life as we know it on this planet will cease to exist. Well, hopefully, of course, it won't be allowed to happen. But it's taken this kind of shock treatment to nudge governments into doing something, and slowly we are. We're starting to clean up our atmosphere. We're starting to recycle our rubbish. We're doing something positive about population control. But so far, our efforts have really been just a drop in the ocean.
Say, that's what has to be done. He puts that garbage out there. And I didn't tell you the timeline for this. This is going to be the end of the world by 2040. And all those things are already happening, according to his model, already happening here in the world right now. We are going through rapid changes at this very moment based on that 1973 computer model, except it didn't happen, did it? But that computer model was going to be used to push the idea of population control. And we've seen how that worked out in China, the one-child policy, the forced abortions. We've seen how that has worked out as they've tried, they've talked, many Democrats have talked about doing the same thing here in America. We've got to make it unaffordable for people to have more than two kids. We have to put things in the water and so forth. We have to tell people that they don't want to get married, that they're not attracted to people of the opposite sex and so forth. They want to control population. They hate us. They want to eradicate humanity. It is stepping up, quite frankly. Now you've got the scientific elite that are pushing this idea of transhumanism and posthumanism. They want to eradicate humanity. They may be successful in terms of genetic modification. If they make some seed changes to human DNA, they could eradicate human population. But we've already seen a radical, radical depopulation of the West without the kind of authoritarian, ham-fisted policies that you see in China. They do it much more subtly here. Here they gaslight you with entertainment, with news, with media, with bogus scientific studies and models telling you you don't want to have children. You really don't want to have children. Then the next step is you really don't want to have a spouse either. We got to get rid of all of this. I'm looking at this story here from Hungary. The Hungarian government, and we see this repeatedly, the populists who have been elected, the reason that they're popular is not simply because they hate foreigners. They don't hate foreigners. They love their own country, their own culture, and they want to keep it. They're true multiculturalists. And they said, you're not going to invade our country, United Nations or other globalists. Whether it's Brussels or whether it is the UN in New York, you're not going to invade our country. But they also stand up, just as we saw with Salvini. He took down the mandates for forced vaccination. He said, hey, I'm pro-vaccination, but parents need to make an informed choice. We're not going to force this on people, and we're not going to keep the kids out of school if they don't do it. Salvini also said, we're going to get rid of this idea that we're going to put on official documents, not mother and father, but parent one and parent two. You know, thing one, thing two, kind of like Dr. Seuss or something. He said, we're going to stop that. Those things are making them furious. Now we see in Hungary, we have the government there that has stood up and said, we're not going to be open to an invasion that is being pushed by Brussels. Now they're coming back and saying, courses that are pushing gender insanity are going to be shut down. They said, these are courses that are based on ideology rather than on science. Gender outrage warriors, reports the Daily Wire, will have to be taught grievances from somewhere else other than Hungary, as the government there has decided to remove gender study programs from state-run universities. They said this is ideology. It is not science. Another government spokesperson told Breitbart News that the degrees were of no use to students looking for work. There is absolutely no economic rationale for studies like this. Actually, there's no scientific rationale for them either. They do not furnish students with any skills that can be readily and directly converted to our labor market. We're not going to fund that. It's not based on science. It is based on ideology. It is a gaslighting that is going on, people, just like all of this environmentalism. You think about what your kids are being taught in school, kindergarten through graduate school. They learn two things. They learn the gender stuff, they learn the racist stuff, and they learn the climate change stuff. That's all they learn. They're 99% illiterate.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended, for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. So, as we look at these efforts to shut down InfoWars, to take over the internet, think about where these people are going. The left now is out to destroy free speech. They're out to destroy a free internet. They want to destroy borders. And, of course, that would include the borders that we put around the government to not take away our free speech and so forth. They want to destroy the presidency as well as the president. I mean, that's what they're saying now. You got they're not only content to tear down monuments of former presidents, they now want to destroy this president and the presidency itself. Just think back about some of the headlines over this last weekend as we had the Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the anti-First Amendment people out there attacking things, attacking drivers. The videos that surfaced, protesters saying you're all America KKK fascist pieces of crap and so forth. The article that we had at InfoWars.com, Paul Joseph Watson, Antifa vows bullets for their political enemies. And it is ignored by the media. It is ignored by the masters of the internet. One individual said, what would you do if you met President Trump? I would murder him. Another one said, we'd have to do him like Gaddafi. We'd have to do it for the people. That's what we would do. We would kill him. We would murder him for the people. We see then also video of Antifa clashing with Secret Service agents at the White House. And then this article from USA Today, you know, the trustworthy media, the mainstream media, the people who would never push hate, right? Saying Donald Trump broke the presidency. It's time to get rid of the job altogether. Yeah, they want to get rid of the government. They want to get rid of our borders, which is basically our country. These are the people saying abolish ICE, abolish the president, abolish free speech, abolish the internet as we know it. You have to understand that we are at a tipping point right now. I talked about this from the time that I came to InfoWars. The Fourth Turning, a book that was done by Strauss and Howe. They went back over 500 years and they looked at American history merging back in, folding back into English history and so forth, because they determined a pattern of timing that about every 70 to 80 years, there is a major restructuring of society, if you will. And so we go back and we look at the Great Depression, World War II. 70, 80 years before that, we had the Civil War. 72 years before that, we had the War for American Independence. And they kept going back 500 years. And then they broke those 80-year cycles down into four 20-year cycles. They said, you know, after there's a major revolution, people respond to this generationally. You know, if you are a child as there is a major revolution, you respond to that differently than the adults who went through it, or differently to it than the adults who were there prior to the revolution and so forth. And they would see these same types of patterns developing over centuries. And so they look at this and say, well, we think that this is a fourth turning right now. One of them has passed away. But the surviving guy says he thinks that it was the global trigger event was 2008 with the global Great Recession, and that it's going to finish about 2029, which is what all the globalists have been looking for. They've been looking for a time frame of 2030. If you look at this over and over again, Paris Climate Accord, 2030. The UN Agenda, 2030, for sustainability, for smart cities, for banning us from suburban and rural areas. 2030, it's always 2030. And we're in this right now, and these people want to destroy everything that has to do with the structure of this society because they've got a new one to build by 2030. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, August the 14th, 2018. As I was saying at the top of the hour, as we saw over the weekend, we have Antifa attacking drivers. Attacking the White House after they've been caught saying, well, what would you do if you met President Trump? Well, I'd murder him for the people. We need to put a bullet in him. We need to do him like Gaddafi. And then they are fighting people at the White House. As I said before, they not only want to destroy free speech. That's what the anti-FA people want to do. They're anti-First Amendment. They and Black Lives Matter want to destroy the American civilization, our culture, our country, our borders. Abolish ICE. Now they're saying abolish the presidency. They're not just saying kill the president. Now we've got USA Today op-ed pieces by Tina Dupuy. D-U-P-U-Y. Dupuy? Dupuy? I don't know how you pronounce her name. Dupuy? I don't know. Dupuy? Dupuy? Whatever. She's not being shut down by social media. You're not going to find Google hunting her down everywhere on the internet and banning her like they banned me. Why? Because she just wants to overthrow the American government, the presidency. I want to restore the Constitution. She wants to abolish the Constitution. There's a big difference. It makes me a lot more dangerous than her because she's with them. Donald Trump broke the presidency. It's time to get rid of the job altogether, says her headline. And then, of course, she attacks the Electoral College and so forth. She hates everything about this country, just like the people on the left do. Abolish ICE. Abolish our borders is what they're saying. They know that that doesn't sound that good. Abolish the borders. They might have some trouble with the Democrats on that because some of them might start to wake up if they talked about it like that. But no, let's abolish ICE. That's the same as abolishing the borders. Let's abolish the presidency. Let's kill the president. Let's tear down the monuments to former presidents. Let's destroy free speech. Let's destroy the free internet. And let's let the corporations rule us. That's the Democrats. You know, supposedly the Democrats were always against the big corporations, right? Except the big corporations are always the big donors to the Democrats. It was always these Silicon Valley people who always donated to the Democrats in massive amounts, along big Hollywood. There's big technology. And now we've got this 100 newspapers are going to publish editorials decrying Trump's anti-press rhetoric. This is being led by the Boston Globe, came out over the weekend. They said, we propose to publish an editorial August the 16th, so that's 2 days from now, on the dangers of the administration's assault on the press, assault on the press. I hadn't noticed that. He's called them out when they tell lies. That's the appropriate use of free speech. That's what they won't tolerate. See, in a free marketplace of ideas, you don't have to agree with people. President Trump doesn't have to agree with CNN. Sarah Sanders doesn't have to agree with CNN. That is not a violation of free speech. That is the exercise of free speech. The problem that they have is that they can't win that argument with President Trump, and they can't win that argument with InfoWars, and so they want to shut us both down. They want to kill Trump, they want to abandon the presidency, and they want to kill Alex Jones and shut down InfoWars. That's the way they respond, because they can't win the argument. And that's true of the Boston Globe as well. They say they've now, at that point, and this was last Friday, they had more than 100 publications sign up, said, we expect the number to grow, reports CNN. Of course it's CNN reporting this. And you know what was interesting was the very next day, you had NBC, you know, they're so concerned about attacks on the press, right? The thing that really triggered them was when fake news, Jim Acosta, who always makes himself the center of the story, the victim, and he talks over his fellow reporters at the White House press conferences. He talks over the press secretary, shouts everybody down, because it's all about Jim Acosta. And when he got shouted down at the rally in Tampa for President Trump, that triggered him. Huh? I'm being attacked. Help, help. I got to go to my safe place. Well, when the press really was attacked, when the NBC press really was attacked by these people that they want to say are the anti-hate groups, you know, Antifa, no, they're not anti-hate. They just hate what we have to say, and they want to shut it down, hate what anybody else has to say. When NBC's reporter was attacked at these rallies, NBC moved away from the report. Even though they used the footage, they refused to talk about how their own reporter was physically attacked by these people, calling names that were far worse than anything anybody said to Jim Acosta. We're reporting on this. This was NBC went to Garrett Hawk as the reporter's Perry was talking about this. Cal Perry and his crew were in the thick of it. Antifa members ganged up on them and attacked. Then they ignored that and then came back and said, well, they were just heckled. Well, if they were just heckled, then what's the problem? Everybody's freaking out about Jim Acosta being heckled. Nobody accosted Acosta. They just heckled him. Wasn't an issue. And, of course, they don't have any problem when China detains a Voice of America Mandarin correspondent. That's not something that the Boston Globe and CNN wants to organize and editorialize against. They're not going to editorialize against President, and I put that President in air quotes, Dictator Xi out of China. They don't want to criticize him because he hustles off a Voice of America correspondent. They don't want to criticize de Blasio because he has his thugs take out a New York Post reporter out of a thing. They don't want to talk about the Florida state Senate candidate who has called the police twice on reporters who are reporting at a public event, and the police refuse to do anything. But still, she keeps calling the police on them. They don't want to talk about Israel Shin Bet detaining Peter Beinart at the Ben-Gurion Airport over political activity. Don't want to talk about any of that. Not even their own reporters, but they will have 100 newspapers publish editorials decrying Trump for attacking the press. He hasn't attacked the press. The press is out there trying to shut down other news organizations. In the same way that you had the press and filmmakers at a film festival shutting down the documentary Vaxxed because they didn't want you to see it. They felt that they couldn't refute it, so they had to silence it. And you've got Robert De Niro, the guy who has dropped the F-bomb all over President Trump every time he gets on, because that's all he ever says. It's like every other word that comes out of his mouth, whether he's in a movie, you know, I guess he ad-libs the F-bomb into everything that he's got, or whether he's in real life. That's all he's got. And, of course, he hates President Trump so much, but he also hates the First Amendment because he wouldn't allow it at his own film festival, the Tribeca Film Festival. This is how pathetic these people are. But they understand that they will win. Why? And folks, they will win. If you put your kids in the government school propaganda system, they will gaslight them about their gender. They'll confuse them. groom them for the pedophiles. You see Hollywood doing that with the films, the movies. You see the actors. It's like Chris Pratt is going around talking about how I love God, I love God. Well, he also loves a pedophile. Say something about that, Chris. You defend this guy who is going to pedophile dress-up parties, talking about how he had a pedophile video shared with him. It wasn't just the disgusting, filthy jokes that where he was normalizing pedophilia. These people, with their transgender fluidity that they're pushing on kindergartners, are trying to push the idea that children can consent to sex because they can make decisions about what gender they are. They can consent to sex. That is what's behind all this. Well, we're just attracted to them. We're just minor attracted persons. We're not acting on it. Oh, it's just a joke on Twitter. And you've got these people out there like Chris Pratt, who one day will say, I'm a Christian. And the next day will say, but let's give this guy a break. You know, it's just a joke. It's just a joke about manipulating children, sexually assaulting children. Nothing to see here. Absolutely amazing. They understand where this is headed. They understand that if they get your kids from kindergarten through graduate school, that they have them for life. Moms demand action, saying gun control is going to win because what we're doing is like drips on a rock. And it is. It is. We can see the erosion. We can see the stalactites and the stalagmites everywhere we look in the cave that they keep us in. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the InfoWarriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's not have that discussion. Let's shut me down on the internet. Let's shut down Alex Jones. Anybody that knows Alex Jones, guilt by association. You know, I'm now over 700 emails that has been sent to me by the Gulag, by YouTube. I got one email that came out 4 minutes before this program ended on that Monday. We had a live broadcast on YouTube. 4 minutes before the program ended, they pulled the plug. Pull the plug on our live broadcast, pull the plug on what we had done for a year here, pull the plug on millions of views, pull the plug on thousands of videos. I received one email from them. We have received a complaint. We have terminated your channel. So I responded first on Twitter. I said, so what have I done? You want to tell me? What are your rules? Do you have rules? Do you follow your rules? Oh, of course you don't, because Alphabet, which is now the name of Google, Alphabet operates just like the alphabet agencies in Washington, D.C. That's what we called all the three-letter alphabet agencies there. Imperious, making up the rules for everybody else, unelected, unaccountable, just like the bureaucracies in D.C. And, of course, they don't abide by their own rules either. And when they make rules, this is one of the problems when Congress abdicates their authority to write laws. When they abdicate that to the alphabet agencies, the alphabet bureaucracies, then they pretend that these rules are not laws. And so you don't have any protection against excessive fines. You can have the FAA. I have to think about it. There's so many different effing industries up there, and that's what they are, these bureaucracies. You got the FAA, the FCC, the FEC. Well, F them all. You've got the FAA saying, if you've got a drone and you haven't registered it with us for $20 and we see you flying this drone around, it's bigger than something fits in the palm of your hand. And we had people out there saying, look, I got a paper drone. And if I don't register this based on the weight or size specifications, they're going to fine me $25,000. We have something called the Constitution, and it prohibits the government from doing exactly that. It says you will not levy excessive punishments or fines. That's excessive. That's excessive. Eventually, as people complained about it, they said, all right, well, we won't do that. Not for now, anyway. Who knows when they will decide that they will do that again? And then, of course, you don't have any due process. You don't have any presumption of innocence because these are just rules. And so Google, Alphabet, can make up rules just like the alphabet agencies. And if you don't understand it, Alphabet is an agent of the government. It is an agent of DARPA. It is an agent of the Pentagon. They created them for this purpose. Go back and look at the people sitting on the boards of Alphabet or Google and Facebook at the time that they were created. Look at the people who were sitting on the boards of DARPA and so forth that were also on the boards of these venture capital companies. Look at the fact that the CIA openly created a venture capital company, Incutel, at that same time, to create these internet companies that are now being used to take over control of the internet. You need to understand what's going on. This is something we've been talking about for years. That's why they want to shut us down. We've been talking about the fraud of 9/11. And they try to make it sound like we're saying nobody died at 9/11. Of course, we never said that. But they imply that. Just as we had Margaret Sullivan say, oh, look, I'm glad to see InfoWars gone. They talk about 9/11 being a hoax. You want to tell me how three steel buildings fell down when only two of them were hit by planes and they only burned for a couple hours, and how they fell into their footprint? Never happened before or since. Yeah, there's something funny about that. Funny about that. But don't talk about that. Don't talk about the hoax of climate change. Don't talk about what's going on with vaccines. You know, I created a independent channel. I had nothing on it about InfoWars, just a couple of clips after they shut down my channel, just as a test case, put it on YouTube. They shut it down in less than 24 hours. What did I put up there? I put up a video about vaccines, another one about transhumanism. I'm going to be speaking at a conference on September 14th. I'll be a keynote speaker at the gen6.com. I'll put in a plug for that. You can get 10% off. Use the code ALEX to save 10% off that. You can stream that conference. I'm going to be there. Hugo de Garis is going to be there. Steve Quayle is organizing it. I'm going to have Tom Horn and many other people speaking there about transhumanism. So I'll put up a video about transhumanism. I put up a video about vaccines. Boom, within 24 hours, shut it down. And even now, I'm surprised. Breitbart has been focused on this censorship. They understand where this is going. I was surprised at an article that I saw put up today there. 57,000 unvaccinated kids could cause a Texas measles outbreak, says a physician. This is an article put up by Breitbart. Somebody, Bob Price put this up. Shame on you, Bob. I'm going to call you out on this. You put up this uncritical fear-mongering from Baylor about how we've got too many unvaccinated people here in Texas about measles. This is going to be the end of the world, and we got to start mandating vaccines here. That's the implication here. Without anything about informed consent, don't you try to dare do that here in Texas. Absolutely amazing. I'm very worried about measles coming back to Texas, just like they did in Minnesota last year, said the doctor. And nobody from the other side talking about mandating things like they have done in California, pushing to remove informed consent. You know, you're concerned, he says, up to 50, here's the headline from the article, up to 57,000 children whose parents who opted out of school vaccinations could fuel an outbreak of measles in Texas. Where's the concern for the epidemic that we have that has happened? There is an epidemic that has happened already. There's an epidemic of autism. There's an epidemic of autoimmune diseases. Where's the concern for the causes of those? Where's the research for the causes of those? Where's the concern about injecting formaldehyde and aluminum into your body along with those mini vaccines? Where's the concern for that? Don't see any concern about that. Measles are a temporary condition. It is not a lifelong affliction like those other diseases. Yes, in a few very, very, very rare cases, a child can die. It was a common thing to have measles when I was growing up. Anybody my age knows that. I grew up before that vaccine. And anybody who was around, I mean, look at the little rascals. They make jokes about measles. You know, the spots breaking out and so forth. Trying to make it look like they've got measles. It wasn't a serious disease. It still is not a serious disease. Why the panic over something that I had as a child, that every other child I knew had, that our parents would send us? My wife had in their family, she was a twin. They had a couple of kids that were a year older and a year younger. So they had four kids within 3 years of each other. When they found out that somebody down the street was sick with measles, they sent all four kids down there so they could get all of them over with it at once. And not have to do it one at a time. And then we all had lifetime immunity, unlike these vaccines. That's what they don't want you to see. That's why they're shutting us down. Stay with us. We'll be right back for more dangerous information. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
City sleeps. Men are scheming new ways to kill us, and the media is scheming new ways to kill freedom of speech and freedom of the press as the people speak. And we have the Democrat rank and file cheering this on. A couple of weeks before this happened, I had some people who used to work for me. We had a good relationship until I started working here. They don't like my politics. And they put up on Facebook, I'm going to leave Facebook if they don't pull down InfoWars. And so I'm not on Facebook. My wife is. And I said, I typed out a quick message. I said, you put this on Facebook and then you block them and give them a taste of their own medicine. Tell them I'm not ashamed of working here. I'm not ashamed of, as a matter of fact, I'm very proud of what I've exposed about not only the crimes of Hillary Clinton and the FBI and the Department of Justice and the CIA and all these people, both left and right. I'm not proud of what President Trump did with Gina Haspel at all. And what is happening with Iran and the sanctions and so forth that are pushing us into war. I agree with much of what President Trump has done, but I don't agree with everything that he's done, and I'm not going to carry his water when he is wrong, and he is wrong on some of these issues. And he is wrong to sit this out and to not do anything about it. It's not going to end with InfoWars. The United Nations is now saying that Trump could be prosecuted for incitement against the media. And this is coming right at the same time, interestingly enough, as we got the Boston Globe saying we got 100-plus newspapers that are going to, you know, 2 days from now, today's the 14th and the 16th, they're going to put out editorials accusing President Trump of attacking the media while they ignore physical attacks the very next day. They ignore, NBC does, ignores physical attacks against their reporter by the Antifa thugs, while they ignore the fact that Israel arrested a Jewish-American reporter at the airport. They ignore the fact that China arrested a Voice of America correspondent. They ignore the fact that China broke into the home of an individual who was criticizing China's economic policy. This is where this ultimately goes, folks. Right now, I'm talking about the security state. I'm talking about the surveillance of the government. I'm talking about criminal actions that they've taken to get us into war, unauthorized wars, and so forth. But it's going to get to the point where you just criticize their policy on economics, and they'll come after you, just like we see President Xi is using Google to shut down any memes about Winnie the Pooh because some people made fun of President Xi because he looked like Winnie the Pooh. And so he's going to ban Winnie the Pooh, and he's going to ban any criticism of his. He's going to ban Winnie the Pooh on social media. And if somebody criticizes his economic policy and says, you know, why are we engaging in colonialism in Africa when we have poverty here at home and we need to fix our infrastructure? Boom, the door gets kicked in. And eight guys drag him out live on radio as he's being interviewed. But, of course, the UN's not concerned about that. Neither is the Boston Globe or the rest of the mainstream papers. They're not concerned about that. They're not concerned about the fact that Mayor de Blasio did nothing as his thugs drug a New York Post reporter out of a public event, or that a Democrat running for the state Senate in Florida has called the police on reporters who are reporting in public events multiple times. None of that. No, they're going to come after President Trump. We've got Mexican radio is going to beam Chinese propaganda. You know, it was just a couple of years ago that America removed the restrictions on Voice of America. You know, I talked about one of these reporters being Voice of America. Yeah, we understand the Voice of America is propaganda. You know, there's two types of propaganda. There's white propaganda and there's black propaganda. Voice of America can tell the truth about Stalin or about Russia or about China. They can tell the truth. That's white propaganda. They're putting that in. They're telling the truth about these other people that they don't want you to hear. Black propaganda is what you see the Democrats doing about President Trump and Russia. That's black propaganda. It's lies meant to destroy somebody. So it's propaganda to agitate and destroy. That's black propaganda. But you can, it's legit to put white propaganda in. As a matter of fact, RT and Sputnik are doing white propaganda all the time about America and about the UK, exposing their lies, exposing flaws in what the government is doing, the way it's treating their citizens. They're doing that all the time. That's what Voice of America does, has been doing for decades. The reason I'm talking about this is because of Mexican radio is now going to be beaming Chinese propaganda into California. Doing the same thing. The voice of Xi. Xi who must be obeyed. As Rumpole the Bailey would say, this is a different Xi. What is concerning about all this was when we created Radio Free Europe and we created Voice of America and things like that, we had legislation that said, you will never do that here in America. We don't want to use the American government to propagandize Americans, even though later on we created NPR. But when I reported about 5 years ago here, the fact that the American government had removed those prohibitions, I said, watch out. They're going to be openly coming after free speech. And now we see it happening. Last December, we had an FBI agent in the Senate committee hearings saying we have to get social media to shut down people that are putting out fake news. In other words, news that they don't agree with. You know, if I say that three buildings are not going to fall down in their footprint because two planes hit two buildings, you're not going to have three of them fall down. As a matter of fact, you're not going to have one of them fall down by the plane hitting it. If I were to say that, they say that's fake news and it's got to be shut down and we have to have social media do that. You had this former military guy, former FBI guy, testifying in the Senate saying words are what start wars, civil wars. A civil war has already begun. We are losing the information war. We have to silence the artillery. That means that we use social media to shut down sites that we don't like. What have we seen happen? Some of the people are starting to realize this. We have an article that's up on InfoWars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Drudge has linked to it. As of this morning, I saw it. Free speech icon Noam Chomsky says big tech was wrong to ban InfoWars. Of course, he is a MIT professor. He is an icon to people on the left who say they appreciate free speech. And he's responding to the no platforming of Alex Jones, asserting that big tech was wrong. And so there was an interview where he was talking about this, and he wrote, what I've seen of what Alex Jones does is outrageous, but unlike many civil libertarians here, and especially in other countries, I don't think the right way to deal with hate speech and crazed fabrications is to ban them, rather to confront them, to seek and confront the reasons why anyone pays a moment's attention to them. Exactly right. Look, if you don't agree with what we have to say, tell us why you don't agree with it. As a matter of fact, Chomsky could say why he thinks it's hate speech instead of just labeling it as hate speech or as conspiracy theories and so forth. Yeah, do that there. But what he is pointing out is what has been a fundamental value of Western society. Has been summarized. Voltaire spoke a great deal about it. They summarized him by saying, you know, I despise what you have to say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. He goes on to say the real story here is about the marginalization of opinion and information. As always, that is radically different than what we're talking about. And that is being undiscussed. Do you understand what is happening here? Opinion and information is being taken away from you. You're ability to form an opinion. They don't want you to see and hear certain things. They don't want you to be able to share certain things. And of course, the guy who was interviewing him, as the article by Watson points out, Perry himself strongly defended InfoWars in the email exchange, arguing free speech is free speech. Multinational cabals must be checked, particularly when their monopoly corporate decisions lead to the reduction of our free speech rights. He went on to explain how he was born out of the free speech movement in Berkeley. He said, multinational corporations with no duty, no loyalty to anyone, have set out to collectively undermine the free speech rights of us all. Do you understand that? All of you Democrat shills, do you understand that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
One of the most important incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnant owned base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to go over the old Heidi Ho coming from the people in power. Doesn't matter if they're corporations or if it's the politicians. As I said before, it's hard to tell where the head of the snake is. What's the head? What's the tail? They go back and forth, back and forth. And we're going to explain that to you as we look at an expose from Vanity Fair. Everybody immediately knew that this is for Amazon. Has Bezos become more powerful in the district of corruption than President Trump? This is something that involves Secretary of Defense Mattis. Looks like he was involved and others with him in terms of setting up one of the biggest defense contracts ever, $10 billion, to run the data for the Pentagon, delivered and dumped in the lap of Jeff Bezos by Mattis. Makes us question as to how much control President Trump really has in Washington, D.C. Certainly, we know that President Trump doesn't like Bezos, but certainly looks like Mattis loves him a great deal. Before we get into that, and before we look at some of the other things that have been revealed about free speech, some of the people on the left have woken up to this. Of course, the people who are totally blind partisans of the Democrat Party and watch CNN are out there applauding the destruction of free speech, free press, just like they have been cheering for the longest time, saying, please, and mandate vaccinations. Please take away my ability to defend myself and my family. Take away my guns. Take away my freedom. Take away my speech. Please do that. Please do that. It's pathetic how gaslighted they are. But, of course, they have been educated, and they have learned their lessons very well in the schooling that they go to. Before we get back to that, I just want to tell you how you can fight back against Amazon and against these other tech giants who are trying to shut us down. You can go directly to InfoWarsStore.com. We have some specials there as part of this. We have free domestic shipping store-wide. And we have some massive discounts. 50% off of BioTrue Selenium. Again, that is, everybody knows that you need selenium as a supplement. The question is, are you going to get a good source of that? Ours is organic, non-GMO, and you can get it 50% off plus free shipping, BioTrue Selenium. We also have Alpha Power, 50% off plus free shipping. We have all Super Blue products, 50% off plus free shipping. That's two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, so forth, all with nano silver, all these dental products with nano silver that fights against, very effective against bacteria and virus. Bacteria can cause gum disease that can lead to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. Take a look at the Super Blue products, all the dental products with nano silver, 50% off plus free shipping. And one other special just for the listeners of this program, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. Save 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off of both the original and immune support Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee with the code REALNEWS at checkout. 20% off coffee. All right, as I was talking about this article, Paul Joseph Watson commenting on the email correspondence back and forth between Noam Chomsky and Perry, who was talking to him about, it was Louis Buff Perry. Inventor and encryption expert. So what do you think about big tech being able to shut down an entire news organization? And Perry, as we're going to break, Perry said, multinational corporations with no duty or loyalty to anyone have set out to collectively undermine the free speech rights of us all. And as I said at the beginning of the program, the First Amendment does not give us free speech. The First Amendment does not give us freedom of the press. The First Amendment does not give us freedom of assembly, freedom to redress our grievances. The First Amendment does not give us the free exercise of religion. The First Amendment does not turn any of those things into privileges. The First Amendment prohibits the government from infringing on those. But those are principles of liberty that were given to us by God. We possess them as human beings with natural rights. And we should not allow a multinational corporation that is indistinguishable from the government, whether you're talking about their mission or whether you're talking about their money, they're indistinguishable from the government. You should not allow a multinational corporation to infringe upon those rights. Those rights were never given to us by any men. They were taken from tyrants by the people operating in juries, the people refusing to obey these tyrants. And if we don't value these rights, we won't possess them. They're not privileges. And our First Amendment rights are not limited to being infringed by the government. We have to stand up and stop that from happening with corporations, whether that means boycotts or whether that means laws being passed to control these government-created monopolies. Yes, they were created by the government. The internet is set up as a tool of government control. You better figure that out and figure out how you're going to get around that design flaw. It can be gotten around. You can use technology for good purposes, even though they meant it for evil. We can use it for good. He goes on to say, who do these hidden rulers of the world think they are to form this kind of cabal? And that's what it is. When they do that all at once, do you hear anybody mocking us for talking about a conspiracy theory to control free speech, the press, and the internet now? Did you see it happen? Oh, pay no attention to your lying eyes. We've got to have these global rulers do that to us. Another article from Spiked Online, Alex Jones and the Rise of Corporate Censorship. You paying attention? you Democrat lemmings. The banning of InfoWars is an alarming act of capitalist intolerance. This is a perspective of people on the left. No, this is not a problem of capitalism, folks. This is a problem of crony capitalism. Do you understand the difference? People like Google and Facebook and others, they're not in favor of a free market. They want a monopoly on everything, and that includes speech. This is a kind of fascism when they work hand in glove with the government. As I pointed out before, Hitler embraced these private corporations. He embraced IG Farben. He embraced IBM. But he embraced Mercedes-Benz. Yes, we can use these people. We need them to manufacture the equipment. They know how to do it. We'll allow them to make money, and we'll use their expertise to run this. I'm not going to nationalize these industries like Stalin did. He's an idiot. He can't get his factories to work. We're going to let these people who know how to do this stuff operate, and then we will take them out when the time is right. That is called fascism. Government control with a thin veneer of private ownership. Very, very thin. But Spiked Online goes on to say, we're now trusting the capitalist class, massive, unaccountable corporations to decide on our behalf what we may listen to and what we may talk about. This is the take-home message, the terrible take-home message of the expulsion of Alex Jones's InfoWars network from Apple, Facebook, Spotify, and let's add to the list, Vimeo, Pinterest even, LinkedIn. How are we going to survive if we're not on LinkedIn? the wild whoops of delight that this summary banning generated among so-called liberals and Democrats, that people are now okay with allowing global capitalism to govern the public sphere and to decree what is sayable and what is unsayable. Corporate censorship, liberals' new favorite thing. How bizarre. And I tweeted about this over a week ago. And two or three weeks ago, as I said, I told my wife, I said, those so-called friends of ours who are begging Facebook to do what Facebook ultimately did, begging them to do that. I said, here, you send them this message and tell them this is why I am unfriending you, because I'm not on Facebook. I'd do it myself. These pathetic lemmings. I don't know how to describe them. It's just the quislings. Just unbelievable what these people are capable of doing when all they see is CNN. Do they ever question? I mean, I attack CNN all the time. They are fake news, and I'm happy to do it. I have never called for CNN to be banned. I wouldn't even throw Jim Acosta out of the White House press corps. As much as I would like to see him frog marched out of there many times, I would never call for that. But as Spiked Online goes on, people from the left understanding this, just like Noam Chomsky, say, this is censorship. There will, of course, be apologists for the corporate control of speech on both the left and the right who will say, it's only censorship when the government does it. They are so wrong. When enormous companies that have arguably become the facilitators of public debate expel someone and his ideas because they find them morally repugnant, that is censorship. Powerful people have deprived an individual and his network of a key space in which they might propagate their beliefs. That is also called censorship.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, for all you little Democrat socialists out there who don't have a problem with the biggest corporations in the world enacting censorship, and it is censorship, but just think about this for a second. We got a former Google from China, a former Chinese Google executive, former Google from China. You won't be able to Google things in China, and we've talked about that. Dragonfly is the program that they set up there. And I said, how do these people sleep at night when they do this kind of stuff to their fellow citizens? Well, this is a guy who used to work for Google in China, an executive. His position there was head of free expression. Now, it tells you everything that you need to know about Google, not just about what they're doing in China, but everything that you need to know about the gulag. When you realize that he is a former employee and they no longer have anybody in that position, they no longer have anybody there that is head of free expression. Just like they no longer have the slogan, don't be evil. Or maybe they have it and they just struck out the word don't. He was interviewed by The Intercept on Friday. He said the plan that's being worked on by Google in China to build a censored search engine is stupid. He said he couldn't think of a scenario by which such a search engine would not violate human rights standards. Of course. Because that's free speech. Why is the left not saying this is a violation of human rights? As I said before, human rights are not limited to what is given to us in the First Amendment. The First Amendment doesn't give us any rights. It prohibits the government from taking rights that we possess inherently as human beings. Free speech is not a privilege granted by the First Amendment. Neither is freedom of the press. These are human rights, and they have been shut down by Google, by Apple, by Spotify, by Vimeo, by many other Silicon Valley corporations. If you go back and look and see who formed them, look at their connections with DARPA. Look at their connections with the CIA and Incatel, their venture capital firm, and these other venture capital firms that have all these people from the CIA, from DARPA, from the military industrial complex sitting on their boards. Look at when they were formed. Just as the internet was starting to become popular in the late 90s, that was when they formed Incatel. And of course, the internet itself was the creation of a DARPA psychologist who wanted to use it to see what you thought and to manipulate what you thought. That's what you need to understand. Then I see this article on Zero Hedge from a progressive who was totally wrong. Alexis de Tocqueville was wrong. No, he wasn't wrong. Stephen Lindman is wrong. This progressive who thinks that Alexis de Tocqueville was wrong. You know what, Stephen? Alexis de Tocqueville wrote about what he witnessed in America. And what he witnessed in America was what a society that was based upon individual liberty, that was organized on the local community level, which I would think the progressives would appreciate, right? No, progressives want everything centralized in Washington so they can centralize control of your life. They love to talk about free speech until they get control. And then the socialists will shut down free speech. No, Alexis de Tocqueville and Democracy in America is an interesting book because it shows how the system worked. I have never lived under the Constitution in my lifetime. Nothing that even closely resembles it. So I'm very disturbed when I see The Guardian reporting that conservatives everywhere are calling for a constitutional convention. The problem is not with the Constitution. The founders were not wrong. Alexis de Tocqueville was not wrong in what he witnessed and reported. He was actually a reporter. He wasn't imagining things like Stephen Lindman. He actually reported on what he saw. The founders were not wrong. It's the people in the district of corruption, the district of criminals, that are wrong. If they won't obey the Constitution, what makes you think they can write a new one? The value of the Constitution now is that it shows us a blueprint of what could work. And it shows us that these oath breakers are criminals, hypocrites, and liars, and I don't trust them to alter the Constitution.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I was just talking at the top of the hour about how we have the left saying, yeah, democracy's never worked in America. Well, you know, we had a republic, but when Alexis de Tocqueville wrote Democracy in America, he was talking about how local individuals did not look to government to solve their problems. That was one of the central things that came out of that book. He was just writing about what he saw in America. He said, this is interesting how this society is organized. They don't appeal to the government to solve everything, unlike those of us in France, because they were embracing socialism at the time. If there was a problem, they wanted the government to fix it. And he said, people don't look to the government to fix it, not even at the local level. What they do is they form voluntary associations. They have churches or to educate people, to run the schools, and they make voluntary associations when they have problems. They have volunteer fire departments and on and on. He was talking about the volunteer system in America, how they organize, self-organizing to take care of their problems instead of begging the government to help them. And, of course, a progressive says Alexis de Tocqueville was wrong. No, he wasn't. What we have today is wrong. And now we've got conservatives, and also joined by the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC. That is a very dangerous organization that has a lot of influence with the GOP. The American Legislative Exchange Council will hold these vacation getaways for GOP legislators. They will hand them a piece of legislation, and it'll be turned in. They say, you know, here, write the name of your state at the top, sign it at the bottom and turn in your homework. You know, they have these things that are set, kind of like the UN does that kind of agenda thing, right? They have UN Agenda 21, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. They create these agendas, and then they leave it up to the local legislators to implement them. Our war on drugs was a UN agenda. The four schedules that we have and all the drugs and where they go in those four schedules, that was all created by the United Nations in 1961. And then, just like the American Legislative Exchange Council, they handed that legislation to Richard Nixon. And like a good servant to the UN and Henry Kissinger, he signed his name at the bottom and said, this is my war on drugs. He did that in 1971, 10 years after the UN did it. I've seen how this worked. First time I woke up to this was in North Carolina. We got Tom Tillis, And the Democrats had ruled North Carolina state government ever since Reconstruction, and the corruption that was associated with that. The Republican Party, because the corruption of Reconstruction was poison to have that label. So you'd have conservatives who were Democrats, whatever. Nobody that wanted to get elected would run as a Republican. And Barack Obama changed all that. And the Republicans got the majority for the first time in 2010. After Barack Obama carried the state in 2010, there was voter remorse, and they elected Republicans everywhere. And so now they're the majority. And this guy, Tom Tillis, who had maybe only two terms under his belt, somehow he became Speaker of the House. When you had a guy who was very honest and had been there for a very long time, had been the House Minority Leader, he got passed over by this Tom Tillis guy. Like, what is up with this? Immediately, Tom Tillis takes an American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, agenda for toll roads that they'd never had in North Carolina. Signed his name on it, turned it in, got the toll road passed. He was rewarded by being put on the ticket to run as senator. Now he is sitting in Washington as a senator. That's the way this kind of corruption operates. But more so, I want to talk about the fact that we, just as I was saying at the top of the hour, we got Democrats who don't care if the biggest corporations in the world censor people. They say, well, it's not censorship then if it's done by a giant corporation. I like it. Because I don't like the people that they're censoring. Well, they're going to come around to you as well very soon. And what we have here are people who don't understand the basis of our liberties, the basis of our human rights, who won't fight for them because they don't even understand it, who are begging, on the other hand, begging for the government to take away our right to defend ourselves, begging the government to take away our informed consent on how we get medical care or whether we have vaccines. Begging the government to take away our ability to defend ourselves. And then begging the government to snitch on us. We have this snitch society here. Activist Post talks about Toledo, Ohio. Holy Toledo. Last Tuesday, a week ago, a Toledo city councilman suggested that criminals need to be implanted with microchips so they can be tracked by the police and the courts. He said, this can't be inhumane because we do it to our pets. See, they think you are their livestock. Like I said when I was reporting on the Bundy standoff, I said they're either going to get the cattle back or we're going to be the cattle. We're either going to support the idea of property rights or we're going to become their servants, their slaves, their livestock. That's really the essence of this. A new system makes it easy to send incriminating dash cam footage to the police in the UK. So that's what I'm saying. We've become a snitch society. Who needs the Stasi state? Well, as William Binney says, what we have now in the West is far worse than anything the Stasi had because of the technological advantage. You can now use your dash cam to snitch on your neighbors on the road and report them to the police. Or look at this. A grand jury averaged 39 seconds per case. And so you got York County lawyers say they want 900 indictments tossed. That is faster than you can make a ham sandwich. You know, the old expression is, with a grand jury, you can indict a ham sandwich. Well, you can't make a ham sandwich in 39 seconds. Not one that's any good anyway. Probably. Maybe my wife can. I don't know. She's pretty good with sandwiches. Maybe she can do that in 39 seconds. But that is how everybody rubber stamps everything that the government does. Or just take a look at this. Amazon's Face ID tool mismatched 28 members of Congress to mugshots. Maybe that wasn't a mistake. Because we're talking about members of Congress. maybe that was something that should have happened. All right, we've only got 3 minutes, and I've got a lot that I wanted to do, talk about hacking the election. I'm going to get started on this. We have the situation as reported on at DEF CON, and then there's the Black Hat Conference that happens right after it in Las Vegas. We have the Democrats out there that are constantly pushing the idea that the election has been hacked. But then they want to pull it back and say, oh, no, votes were changed. You know, don't worry. You can trust the election system. But maybe you can't because this might happen again. So we've got to do something to take control of the election system. Let's understand where this really is, folks. Let's have an honest discussion about the fraud of electronic voting machines. DEF CON pointed out a new struggle, as BuzzFeed says. I think they're more like BS Feed is what they really are. pointing out flaws without causing the public to doubt that their vote will count. See, that's their problem. How do we do this? Because we're going to undermine this confidence in this Potemkin election that we have here. I said it was the second time that the convention had featured a voting village where organizers could set up decommissioned election equipment. Last year, the conference attendees found new vulnerabilities for all five voting machines. But this year, they did it in a bigger way. It wasn't obsolete equipment. It was equipment that is currently in use. It was bigger in every way. They had equipment ranging from voting machines to tabulators to smart card readers, all this currently in use. In a room that was set aside for kids, an 11-year-old girl hacked a replica of the Florida Secretary of State's website within 10 minutes and changed the results. But we're supposed to worry about Russian hackers, because BS Feed says, before, Russian hackers targeted the 2016 U.S. election process, on and on and on. Okay, come on. That's nothing but BS. They talk about how they don't want us to be concerned about this, but we have to do something about it. You know, it was interesting. When she hacked it so that the Libertarian candidate won the presidential vote. You know that there's something wrong, because they'll never let a Libertarian win. So it had to have been a hack. That was the first clue that even a child could do it. Zero Hedge has a better take on this. The myth surrounding the highly sophisticated Russian hackers meddling with U.S. elections continues to be pushed by the mainstream media. We had Senator Mark Warner out there saying that these systems had been hacked. And, of course, he was shot down by the Secretary of State in Florida. Interesting thing is, we know that it was Homeland Security that hacked into multiple boards of election. They traced it back to Homeland Security. They didn't even do a good job of it. Ham-fisted hackers. But now they're saying, Russia, Russia, Russia. Kids between the ages of 8 and 17 did that, and she was able to do that. Of the 39 contestants of those kids between 8 and 17, 35 of them were successful. One 11-year-old did it in 10 minutes. That's the election for you folks.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Paldarco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link. Whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and joining me now is Faith Goldie. She is running for mayor in Toronto. And I wanted to talk to Faith because she's worked in the media. She's known in the area. She's a native of Toronto. I wanted to talk to her because she's been blocked by mainstream media and also because there's a lot of stuff that's been happening in Toronto lately. We've had a terrorist attack up there, an increase in violence, immigration issues, and then we've got the private system that is being set up by the Gulag Sidewalk Labs. That's right there in Toronto as well. A lot of stuff is happening up in Toronto, so I wanted to get Faith Goldie on to see what's going on there. She was born in Toronto, Ontario, to a family of partial Ukrainian and Greek origin. She's been employed by a number of press and broadcast media organizations. And on July 27th, she registered to run for mayor in this year's Toronto election. You can find her on the web, faithfortoronto.ca. And also on Twitter, at Faith Goldie. That's G-O-L-D-Y, at Faith Goldie. Thank you for joining us, Faith.
Thank you so much for having me on, David. I have to say, this is just yet further proof of how important InfoWars is, because right now there is a complete media blackout surrounding my mayoral bid, and it's just InfoWars that is giving me some airspace right now. So I am incredibly, incredibly thankful for you giving me the time to come on today. So, David, if you want to know what it's like to live in a communist state, try running for elected office as a patriot here in Canada.
I could run for office here in Austin. I'd get the same treatment because Austin is probably to the left of California, not geographically, but politically.
Absolutely. Well, the thing is, David, is that they learned their lesson with Donald J. Trump. They learned their lesson with the likes of Doug Ford, our newly elected premier here in my province of Ontario. And that is, if you let these nationalists or populist ideas get any oxygen whatsoever, guess what? The people wake up and say, I want in, and the movement grows. And so, you know that old saying, there's no such thing as bad press? Well, that's entirely true. So while they begin with these Saul Alinsky sort of tactics, as Alex mentioned in the advert over there, ridicule, right? This is Saul Alinsky 101. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. And so they call us all these names, all these isms, to try to scare people away from listening to our message. But then people now are starting to wake up and say, just because you call people X, Y, or Z, we call it Z over here. It doesn't mean that they don't have a point. Hold on. Why are you trying to strike and affect these people? Why are you trying to silence and censor them? What is it that they're saying that you find so threatening that you need to shut them up? And they start listening. Oh, you want to make our streets safe again? You want to stop turning our city into a suburb of other foreign states? I'm kind of into that. Life is too expensive. Life on the streets is too dangerous. I want to vote for you. And so now what they've done, after I announced my bid for mayor, they gave me probably about 24 hours of airtime, where the majority of the radio hosts, save one on Toronto's talk radio, Called me all these names under the sun, and guess what? The people started calling in. The people started saying, whoa, 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 hold on. We know what Faith's running on, and we actually like her platform. So the media learned their lesson pretty darn quickly, and so now there is a complete media blackout to the point where they're talking about two other contenders that I'm up against, one of whom, this is not a popularity contest, but she has far less, social media presence, far less known to the public, and she's basically a champagne socialist, doesn't have a damn clue about what to do in this city besides spend more money on navel gazing and vanity projects, which is not what the people of Toronto need. And all of this is, David, when John Stuart Mill, the great godfather, if you will, of liberal democracy, talked about free speech and the marketplace of ideas, yes, there were parameters around it. You're not going to call for violence against people. You're not going to sanction things, horrendous things like pedophilia. And yet, we see Antifa continuing to be funded and have their message broadcast and get favorable press. We see Salon magazine out there normalizing these very, very sick pedophilic individuals. And they're still all part of the mainstream narrative. But somehow, when you're a nationalist, when you're a patriot, when you actually care about Joe Sixpack living next door to you, as opposed to the fancy pants elites up at the top who are basically robbing the future generations of our nations, well, no, we can't have that message. So we're either going to ridicule you, and if that's still not enough to shut you up, then we're going to defund you and deplatform you. And I know InfoWars has been the very latest, very well-profiled, latest kind of hit in this mass movement to deplatform patriots.
Yeah, we have to understand whether we're going to have a First Amendment, like you pointed out. We had certain parameters that said you're not going to yell fire in a crowded theater, you're not going to call for violence, you're not going to call for pedophilia, and yet that is allowed. That, as you pointed out, that is allowed right now. But we have to determine whether we're going to have what we talked about in the First Amendment, free speech, freedom of the press, or whether we're going to have a double standard. What we've got is a double standard. And as I said before, it isn't that these rights were given to us in the American Constitution. These are human rights that are enjoyed by people in Canada. People in Canada have a God-given right to say what they think. They don't have the First Amendment. They don't have the U.S. Constitution. Those things were put there so the government wouldn't interfere with it. And that doesn't mean that big corporations are allowed to interfere with our basic human rights. And we shouldn't accept that. But we see that being accepted by the left. The key thing here, I think, is you seem to be focused on the local needs of the people. And we've seen this over and over, whether it's the populist leaders in Italy or in the UK or in Hungary. They are focused on the felt needs of the people there locally. Let's fix the crime. Let's fix the streets. Let's stop the mandated vaccines or whatever. They're focused on that, whereas the other people are really focused on deconstructing society and culture, aren't they?
Right. Look, I'm running for mayor, and I'm going to be honest with you, David. It's not rocket science. No one's asking the mayor of Toronto to find peace in the Middle East, to, solve so-called...
Just plug the potholes, yeah.
Potholes, make sure I can get home without having to, carry some sort of a something on me because I'm afraid for my life. And make sure that when I work hard, I go to, school, I get my job, I have savings, that I can afford a darn house, okay? That I can afford even just to rent the place that I want to live in. And right now, they're failing on all accounts because these folks are so busy, like I said, navel-gazing and on these vanity projects of, we have to build so many bike lanes, so many this. There are more drivers than there are bikers. How about we look after, the majority. And I was raised on a very, very simple rule, David, by my mom. She said, you take care of your own backyard before you go and try to solve the world's problems. And that's all I'm trying to do here. I see the people in my own backyard, and myself included. I'm not an establishment politician. Folks keep on saying, Faith, why are you getting into politics? I'm like, it's the only thing that I could think of that was actually lower than media, okay? But I'm not an establishment politician. I really am of the people, not just for them. I'm of them. I struggle to make my rent. I have gone through three tires going over our potholes in the past year, and I know what it's like to be outside with my nephews at parks where we have just had drive-by shootings with strays hitting girls. My father works on the Danforth. That's where I go and eat and hang out with fellow Greek Canadians, and two young, beautiful Canadian girls were just shot by a deliberate attack on the Canadian people. And I feel it. I feel the apprehension.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a break. And we're going to talk about crime in the streets, gun crime that's there, terror, immigration issues. I want to talk about Sidewalk Labs, since you're there. That's the experiment by Google. Some people are concerned about how they're going to use that data there as well. I saw the same thing with bike lanes, too, when I went back to my where I was born in Tampa. I mean, they got bike lanes everywhere. The entire time my wife and I were there for a week, I saw one cyclist. I said, that's the guy they built all the roads for. They don't repair the roads, they just build bike lanes for that one guy riding a bicycle in an entire week. We'll be right back with Faith Goldie. Stay with us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taking on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic. electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and you know that phrase, cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of misinformation, has never been truer. We've never seen that electronic Berlin Wall more in effect than we have in the last couple of weeks, as InfoWars has been banished by the lords of the Internet, Google. And I wanted to talk to Faith Goldie. She is running for mayor in Toronto. You can find her at faithfortoronto.ca, also on Twitter, at Faith Goldie. I wanted to talk to her about what she's running for there. She's been banned by the mainstream media, of course. They wanted to talk about her, criticize her. That got her attention. People say, oh, that doesn't sound bad to me. It kind of backfired like, it frequently does when you give people. So let's just ban her completely. And, of course, she's been attacked by other people, lords of the Internet, just as we have. She's banned by PayPal and so forth. I'd like to talk to her about what's going on with the crime and terror in Toronto, but also what's going on with Google, because that's also an issue there in Toronto. Some people are concerned. They have, and we see this happening everywhere, just as Google has got a corporate partnership with China to control the Internet and to control people's speech, they have a project called Sidewalk Lab where they want to run their experiment for the pattern that has been developed by the UN, smart cities and so forth. They have self-driving cars. They will monitor everything that you do, all the way down to the trash that you throw away. I don't know about you, Faith, but I have real concerns when I look at these private-public partnerships, especially with corporations like Google, when they can just arbitrarily take me off of the Internet, seek me down everywhere that I am, and take me out. I understand that their government partners in China do that to people in China all the time. And so the question is, if we create a private-public partnership between Toronto and between Google, are they going to be able to evict you from your home if they don't like you, if they don't like what you're doing, if you're throwing away the wrong kind of trash? Are they going to be able to stop your public transportation? Because that's already happening with their partners in China right now. What do you think about this situation?
The simple answer to your question, David, is we do not know. So the Sidewalk Labs project is, as you mentioned, a public-private partnership between a city waterfront entity and Alphabet Inc. That's kind of like the daddy company of Google. And they're getting together and they're cutting up this little portion of Toronto's waterfront, and they're going to digitize it all. They're going to be storing a bunch of information that's coming in from the pedestrians, et cetera. They talk about affordability and sustainability. I'm always very wary when I see those two words together, because I know that sustainability usually does not translate to affordability when it comes to the government purse. It usually means some big ticket item. And in fact, that's what we've seen so far. Tens of millions of dollars have already been invested into what is a somewhat nondescript project. Canadians still don't know what is going to be happening to the data that they collect about our people.
It's going to remain that way too. Yeah, that's going to be hidden from them. They're going to collect everything that you do. You're going to become the product. I mean, the people who live there are the little lab rats for Google and Alphabet.
But we're the lab rats, David, for the entire world. They're saying that basically this project is going to be very much the canary in the coal mine, like you mentioned, the guinea pig, for then exporting this project to other jurisdictions. And I'll be honest with you, down by Toronto's waterfront, I was there about a week ago. Right there, we have a tent city. We have young and middle-aged men living in tents, many of whom suffer from mental and addiction issues, who have no spaces in our shelter beds because they've, of course, been so overpopulated by illegal migrants right now. We have a 400% spike right now in the need of shelter beds. We're now putting the illegals, by the way, in hotels while our own Torontonian people are sleeping on the streets. And so here's my thing. Tens of millions of dollars invested into this, we don't know what it is, we don't know who's making money, we don't know where the information is going project, that could actually solve chronic homelessness in our city five times over. Why don't we, and this is part of my campaign, what I want to bring here is a Toronto first mentality. Before we start partnering up with Google to export these sort of Agenda 21, everyone's going to live in glass coffins in the sky, we're all going to be out of our cars, etc. Why don't we just, like I said, it's not rocket science. Why don't we put these young and middle-aged men's into shelter beds. The Canadian winter, I don't know how familiar you are with it being down in Texas, but it's brutal. And I don't want those guys being on the street for even one night. I want to find them all beds. So my question is why is City Hall right now trying to essentially partner up with all of these private big industries who we know have some, on occasion, questionable, if not nefarious intentions, when there are people with good intentions who just need a little attention, love, and yes, a little bit of taxpayer money, but to clean up our streets and to take care of our own. It is concerning, and it is certainly something that is growing within the chatter here in Toronto as well, this Sidewalk Labs project.
And of course, you're going to be getting a lot more refugees. I know a lot of the white helmets that have been rescued out of Syria are going to be coming to Canada. I don't know if they're going to be going to Toronto or whatever, but we have seen as these refugees are coming in to the United States, to Canada, to Europe, that more than half of them are on welfare. And so as you're pointing out, you got already got people there that you can't take care of that are sleeping on the sidewalks. How about before we do Sidewalk Lab, let's take care of the homeless on the sidewalks before we bring in more people who have to be put on the welfare roll from other areas as well?
Absolutely. You know, David, I was the very first journalist who broke the story of the revolving back door into Canada. In effect, Justin Trudeau, without a democratic mandate, erased our southern border. And now we have a constant, over years long, illegal flow into Canada from America, which is a safe third country, technically. You can't claim refugee status leaving America, but what we're finding is that many people coming from the Middle East and Africa are flying through the States and then walking illegally into our country and claiming refugee status. And then our Prime Minister, Mr. Canada is a post-national state, gives them the option of where they want to go. Well, they've all heard of Toronto, and they're coming here. And our current mayor, who, God willing, is going to be on his way out come October 22nd of this year to be replaced by yours truly, well, he's de facto declared us a sanctuary city. He's asking for millions of dollars. He's investing millions of dollars in putting, frankly, the world's fake and illegal migrants over top of his own population. It's this pathological altruism that we've seen within the globalist agenda in various jurisdictions. And here in Canada and in Toronto specifically, it's gotten completely out of hand. We've got university dorm rooms that have been completely trashed, hotels that have been completely trashed by these illegal migrants. An ATIP that was recently covered by the Rebel Dot Media revealed the fact that these people are, you know, setting the rooms on fire, that they're harassing the female employees there. Children are running around unattended. The men are becoming very, very aggressive when told not to smoke in their rooms, etc. We're inviting people in here. We're paying for all of their dues. And then, you know, we don't expect them to essentially conform and live up to our standards. That is why part of my policy in my run for mayor is to put Toronto first. And one of my pledges is that I will evacuate every single illegal migrant from Toronto's shelters, hotels, dorm rooms, wherever we've stowed them, put them on a bus, which will be a lot cheaper than keeping them and their families on social assistance for years to come. And we're going to bus them all to the closest jurisdiction that wants them. And if they don't want them, well, then guess what? We're going to bus them all to the official residence of the Prime Minister, because Torontonians were never asked if we wanted to erase our border and if we wanted to pay for it. This is Justin Trudeau's tweet and action, so we'll let him deal with it. And for the folks who don't think I'm serious, I'll quote Justin Trudeau's very famous dad and say, just watch me. We're going to do it, and that's why I'm asking people, at least in part, to vote for me. But as you know, this is only one dimension of a very fulsome policy that I've got going forward.
Well, of course, I know that California would be more than happy to take them, but I think the ticket would be a little bit cheaper to get them to Justin Trudeau's house, and I would love to see that. So I hope we get elected. Again, it's Faith Goldie, who has registered to run for mayor in Toronto in this year's election. If you want to find out about her campaign, you can go to faithfortoronto.ca, or you can find her on Twitter at Faith Goldie. Thank you for joining us, Faith. Good luck with your race there, and we all have to push back against the banning of the media, banning of the lords of the internet, and you have suffered both of those things. That's why I wanted to get you on. And it's also important that we understand that our problems are going to be solved at the local level by people who want to take control at the local level rather than turning over all of our problems to these people at the globalist level. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society.
Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Scotland.
They're going to get some, as it said on Drudge Report, they discover weird food. They have haggis. They may prefer to eating cats back in Venezuela. No offense to people in Scotland. I love Scotland, just not the food. But kind of interesting. And, of course, Venezuelans, many people are concerned that there is going to be a rise of Pirates of the Caribbean. We could have come in with that theme song music because they're trying to survive in Venezuela. So they may be resorting back to piracy. We're going to talk to you a little bit about piracy of the elections. I started talking about hacking the elections, literally hacking our electronic voting system. And I want to get back to that in this, our final segment of the show. But before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what's going to fund our fight against the tech giants who are trying to remove us from the Internet and remove your freedoms from the Internet. It's your free speech, your ability to be able to read what you want, to listen and watch what you want, and to be able to share what you see if you agree with it. That's what they want to shut down. They're coming after you, not just us. You don't have to have a press organization. Freedom of the press is one thing. Free speech is another thing. And that's even more important than a free press, to have freedom of speech. And that's what they're really shutting down with social media. The people's freedom of speech is what they're shutting down. Let me tell you about some of the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Alpha Power, 50% off, plus free shipping. Free shipping store-wide for domestic orders. We also have all the Super Blue products. That's two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, all these products with nano silver to fight bacteria and virus as well. You can get that 50% off plus free shipping. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off plus free shipping. Also, our Winter Sun Vitamin D formula. You need that for your immune system support. Always need to make sure that you've got that at top levels. If you're in a hot climate like we are here in Austin, as I said, I'm not getting out in the sunlight as much as I do during the winter time right now. So actually, we could call this summer sun for those of us living here in Austin. 40% off of our vitamin D, winter sun, plus free shipping. DNA Force Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping. And finally, one more special. There's many more at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, free shipping store-wide. But one more special I'll tell you about just for our listeners, and that is 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off of both the original and immune support versions of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was saying before, talking about this voting village that they set up at the hacking conferences in Las Vegas. One of the people that talked about this, a researcher who helped to organize, says, this is an interesting paradox, and this is the problem that the establishment has. We know these systems are wildly insecure, and there's been precious little evidence of these vulnerabilities so far being exploited in real elections. Let's hope that's the case. Nevertheless, he says, I think we've been very lucky, and I think there's a little bit of a ticking time bomb here. So maybe this is kind of like airport security. You know, we were told that we had to have all of this airport security, and yet what have we seen? The very threat that created the TSA that was used to establish the TSA. And these other things, you know, taking planes and flying them into buildings. We've seen that happen twice in the last 2 days. Because this TSA and all the security measures that we've taken is nothing but theater. Nothing but theater. Yet, if something happens at the airport, you're going to know about it. If they hack the election, if they hack the vote, you're not going to know about it. All this stuff about Russia hacking the election. Again, let's unpack that. They want you to be concerned about it, to think that Russia overthrew the election. But they had to even get Zuckerberg in three times before he would say, okay, I'll give you something. How about this? $100,000 was spent on ads. Even if that's true, it's totally irrelevant. Hillary Clinton spent $1 billion just by herself. It's not even counting what other people spent on her behalf. That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket, even if it's true. That did not change the election. If somebody, whoever it was, whistleblower there at the DNC is who it was, that whistleblower deserves our thanks for telling the truth about Hillary Clinton. Whoever got into those emails deserves our thanks for telling us the truth about Hillary Clinton. That's the real hacking of the election. The fact that the big tech giants don't want InfoWars or anybody like us to tell you the truth about Hillary Clinton. That's really what they're concerned about. That's why they have Julian Assange holed up there. That's why they shut down his internet and his being able to speak. Didn't want him telling you the truth about what happened with the Skripals or what was going on in Catalonia and so forth. They want to silence them. They want to silence us. That's the real hacking, folks. Not exposing the truth about Hillary and the Democrats, but keeping you from finding out the truth. That's what they don't want you to see. And then they want to imply that the vote is being changed. But then when push comes to shove, they go, oh, no, the vote's not being changed. Don't be concerned about this. Well, if that's the case, I mean, you can use technology to make the elections more secure if you really want to do that. Why are they resisting blockchain, for example, if they really want the elections to be more secure? They could use technology to help make the election secure, but they won't. As I pointed out, of the 39 contestants who entered this contest, 8 through 17, ages 8 through 17, children, it's child's play to hack the election. You don't need the Dirty Dozen from Russia's Secret Service. You don't need sophisticated people. A child can do it. Kids 8 through 17 did it. Of the 39 contestants, these children, 35 could break into the current software and websites that were running the elections here in America. The 11-year-old did it in 10 minutes. And as one of these people said, well, it exposes glaring vulnerabilities to the cybersecurity of the U.S. election system despite a whopping $380 million approved by Congress to improve cybersecurity. See there? Another defense security boondoggle, like the TSA, like the scanners, purchased from Michael Chertoff, who used to be the first Homeland Security director. All of that money spent out there. And all of your liberty that you've given away for nothing. Nothing. No more effective than the airport security. This is actually far less effective than that. Now, they come back, and one of the talking points, they say, well, this is not a real test of hacking, because in a real election, they don't have physical access to the machines. It's like, seriously? Seriously? You think that you need physical access to machines? As soon as you hook them up to the internet to report the results or whatever, or to download information, then it's compromised. If it is connected to the internet, it is compromised, even more so than if somebody was standing there. Hackers don't have the ability to go to each and every one of these voting sites, but they can go to the voting sites, each and every one of them, if it's hooked up to the internet. No problem at all. And so you have, as NBC points out, some security experts there, Black Hat, saying, let's go back to paper. I've been saying this for a very long time. I'm not a Luddite. I just understand how this stuff works. This one guy also understands how it works. He's has a security company called Endgame. His name is Nate Fick. He's CEO of Endgame. His company is in charge of securing what's known in the cybersecurity world as endpoints. That'd be laptops, workstations, anything else that connects to a network. Voting machines are also endpoints. And he says, I don't think government policy is sufficiently well developed right now to protect our elections, bottom line. So relying on digital election infrastructure before we have government policy in place to safeguard it is asking for trouble. And already in Denton County, Texas, they have gone back to paper ballots. Election officials spent about $9 million last year to switch back to paper ballots that they could tabulate by a print scanner. You have to have paper ballots and eyeballs, human eyeballs, on the situation. Nothing is perfect. They go back and they talk about, well, what about the hanging chads and so forth? Nothing is perfect. But this, if you have a paper system, then what you can do is you can minimize the amount of damage that is done there. As they say, you know, an analog voting system wouldn't be ideal in a country where the polls close at 8 o'clock and everybody wants to log of the vote at 8:01. Well, let's talk about what that is. Every election that I have looked at, we'd like to know what the result is. But what we have to wait for 5-6 hours for the big city Democrats to figure out how many more ballots they've got to stuff into the machines. Because they wait, they show us your cards first out there on the rural areas. Okay, oh, okay, y'all voted for Republicans, and how many votes do we have to manufacture? Can we do that in that amount of time? That's what it really amounts to. Sometimes they throw in the towel, but other times they wait and wait and wait, and then it's like, oh, look, we reversed this because we waited for the returns coming in from the areas in the inner city that are controlled by the Democrats and so forth. That's what's really going on. And of course, they have their exit polls, which they won't tell you what the actual votes were. They will give you demographic stuff. That's how you know if the election has been rigged. You know where the first election machines were that were electronic? It was in Venezuela. And it was friends of Hugo Chavez that created Smartmatic. And now they're allies, not of Hugo Chavez, because he's dead, or Maduro, but now they're the allies of the Democrats and the Republicans, and they're still doing the same thing for them.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.